All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah Almighty, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, as tonight is the first night of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, in those last 10 nights, in a time like this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to isolate his wives and take and treat those nights more serious than every other night in the month of Ramadan. The wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, they say that when the last 10 nights used to enter, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to isolate his wives, tie his robe, which means a sign of being serious. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep at the masjid. And he would revive those last 10 nights and pray in those 10 nights and treat every single night of the last 10 nights as if every night of those 10 nights is Laylatul Qadr. What's so significant about those last 10 nights, besides being the end of the month of Ramadan and trying to grasp and achieve and make the most out of those last 10 nights, is that within one of those last 10 nights, there's a night that we all know as Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals an entire surah, an entire chapter in the Quran al-Kareem, named as Laylatul Qadr, the night of power and decree, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr." That indeed we have revealed this book, the Quran al-Kareem, in the night of power. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "What do you know about the night of power?" Which is a phrase to draw your attention and to realize the significance of what Allah Azza wa Jalla about to mention about this night of power and qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr." That the night of qadr, it is greater and more significant than 1,000 months. One night in the next upcoming night is better than 1,000 months. And when you divide 1,000 months out of 12 months in a year, then you reach or you'll get about 83 years. So one night, 12 hours, from the upcoming night, and it could be tonight, is equivalent to 83 years of your life. 83 years. That's 12 hours from Fajr to, from Maghrib to Fajr, from dusk to dawn. From Maghrib to Fajr, there's 8 hours of Laylatul Qadr is equivalent to 1,000 months, which is about 83 years. Which one of us gets the chance to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla 83 years? If we live 83 years, third of the 83 years, which is about 25 to 30 years, gets to sleeping. And another 15 years gets to eating and going to the toilet. That's already half gone. And the other half, in between, going to work and study, that means you're left with 10 years. In those 10 years, you'll be lucky, maybe all up together, to worship Allah 1 or 2 years. But then Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses us and gives us the gift that one night is equivalent to 83 years of worship, 1,000 months. That some of the scholars say the reason and the cause of revelation of this surah is that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned a man from the previous nations who he had carried the sword and fought in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla for 1,000 months. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu became so anxious and jealous of this man that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives the opportunity for him to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla and to fight in the path of Allah for 1,000 months, knowing that they don't even live that long. Even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that the age of my nation, the duration of the age of my nation is between 60 to 70 years. Where is someone going to get 83 years just to be in the path of Allah? So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum felt so jealous from this man, in which Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the opportunity to carry the sword and fight in the path of Allah for 1,000 months. So Allah Azza wa Jal blessed this ummah with a great blessing, which is one night.
from dusk to dawn is equivalent to 1,000 months. A worship in that night is equivalent to a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for about 83 years. And when is that night? It is in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Not specifically the 27th, in which the majority of the scholars say it is the 27th, but it's not specifically on the 27th. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, well, he promised the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that he'll inform them when exactly is Laylatul Qadr, so we don't become so observant and being so anxious to know exactly when is Laylatul Qadr. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he promised the Sahaba that he should inform them exactly when is Laylatul Qadr is. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters his house, awaiting for the revelation by Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to inform him exactly when is Laylatul Qadr. While the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is in his house, two companions disputed and start to fight with one another. Two of the Sahaba start to dispute and fight with one another while the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is inside his house waiting for Allah azza wa jalla to reveal to him exactly when is Laylatul Qadr. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam came out and he said, Allah was going to inform me exactly when is Laylatul Qadr, but because of the dispute of your two brothers with one another, Allah Azza wa Jalla withdrew that away from me and my nation. Allah withdrew that away from me and my nation. And then he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, and maybe it's good. Maybe this khair. Maybe this goodness out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not informing us exactly when is Laylatul Qadr. So he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Observe Laylatul Qadr in the odd night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the 21st, which is tonight, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, or the 29th. So it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in particular in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, starting from tonight, because tonight is the 21st night of Ramadan. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, observe it in the last 10 nights of the odd night of the last 10 nights. For that reason, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to deal and treat every single night of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, dealing and treating every single one of those nights as if it is Laylatul Qadr. He doesn't wait for the 27th night and say, tonight I'm going to revive it and I'm going to treat it as Laylatul Qadr. But every single night, from now to the end of the month of Ramadan, to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it was Laylatul Qadr. And how could one of us miss out on the opportunity and the chance of what Allah azza wa jal gives in Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr khayru min alfi shahr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. It is that night that the angels descend down, including the Ruh Jibreel, with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal and the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Salam, salam hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. It is peaceful. It is peaceful till the dawn breaks, to the moment of Fajr. That's Laylatul Qadr. So when is Laylatul Qadr? Keep out of your mind that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. Laylatul Qadr is every single night from now to the end of the month of Ramadan. And treat every single night from now to the end of the month of Ramadan, treat it as it is Laylatul Qadr. Revive it with the dua. Revive it with the Quran. Revive it with the prayers. Revive it with the worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of worship, you could worship Allah in these nights, is the dua. Supplicate to Allah and pray to Allah subhanahu. Raise your hands and supplicate to Allah and ask Allah azza wa jal. You do not know when Allah azza wa jal will accept your dua. You don't know the time and moment that Allah azza wa jal will look at you and look at your sincere heart and your sincere dua, and Allah will say, oh my servant, I shall accept your dua tonight. So my brothers and my sisters, as it is from tonight, the 21st night of Ramadan, we began the last 10 nights of